We are learning Mesechtes Baba Kama, Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, and we're starting a brand new Perek HaGoizel Eitzim. It's the ninth Perek of Mesechtes Baba Kama, and we were discussing the Halachas of Gezela, Halachas of Koine B'Shinui. That's how the Mishnah will start off. Zok the Mishnah, HaGoizel Eitzim V'Asar Kalim. Someone stole pieces of wood and made them into a utensil, made them into a keli, Tzemer V'Asar Megodim. He stole Tzemer, which is wool, and made them into clothing. Mishalim kashasa gzela. He pays the value of the time of when he stole it. He does not give back the actual items because that he was kind of b'shinui. But he pays for the value, whatever the price was of wool, of the amount of wool he stole. He pays that much money he pays. Same thing for Eitzim. What about if he stole a gozal, paramu beres v'yolda, if he stole a pregnant cow and he gave birth, or rachel to unav gzaza, or he stole a sheep full of wool and he cut the wool, so Allah is Mishalim Dmei Parah Menes Leilad. He pays the value of a cow that's about to give birth, or Dmei Rachel Hamenes Gazes, or the value of a sheep that's about to, the wool's about to be shorn. So it's Machlokes Rishonim, if the Parah is still around, they give back the Parah and then they pay extra for the value of the pregnancy. Since the parah gave birth, so now that's a shinui because it's not a pregnant parah anymore. So it's a shinui. So I'm kind of the parah, and I'm allowed to give money for the parah and for the value of that stands to give birth. That's machlokes. The Rosh says that you're kind of a shinui, you give money, but the Mukhiyasev says no, that's not called a shinui in the etzem parah, and therefore you have to, if the parah is banned, you have to give the parah back, and you just give extra for that value. The Mishnah goes further, says Gaza Para, and it was not pregnant at all. Venis Abra et Slavi Yalda, and it became pregnant and gave birth. And also Rachel Venitano et Slavi Gaza. Same thing with the sheep that was no hair in it, no wool, but it grew wool and you caught the wool. The Allah is, you don't pay for that at all. Mashalam Kashas Gzela. You paid the value of the time of the robbery, that's what you pay. And if it's the same Achleikis, if the Behema is still here, you give back the cow, according to the Mukhi Yosef, according to the Rosh, maybe not. But you pay Keshas HaGzela. Zeh HaKlal, Kol HaGazlonim, Mishal Mishas HaGzela. All Gazlonim pay Keshas HaGzela. That's the fact, that's the way you pay from every time someone steals, he pays Keshas HaGzela. Zok the Gemara. It says in the Mishnah, what's the case of a Shinu? You took Eitzim and you made it into utensils. You made it into Kalim. Zok the Gemara. Now the way it works is that if you cut down some branches of a tree, you can't just make it into a utensil. You first have to sand it down and chisel it out, and then you can make it into a keli. The same thing with wool. You just cut the wool off the behemoth, you can't just turn it into a baguette. You first have to clean it, then weave it, then spin it, and make it into wool that's ready to be sewn. So Freit the Kash like this. Ami Eitziv Asal and Keli in Shifaloi. It sounds like that thing is smoothed out the wood, that's not enough. You stole a piece of wood. Now you have to smooth it out first. And that you did that, then afterwards you made it to Kalim. So the Chayyur should be kind of ready from the step one of Shifa. When you smoothed it out, some of us, we got them in, lived on Loi. When I cleaned the wool, that wasn't enough of a Shinui. Because the first step before making the clothing, I got to clean it first. And then I made it to Begadim. Only when I make it to Begadim is a Shinui. So the Mishnah's Mashma, that just cleaning it or sanding out the wood is not enough of a Shinui. You have to make it into clothing. Break the mark, it's not true. We have a brisa like this. Gozal Eitzim Shifan. If someone stole wood and he smoothed it out, Avonim Sissam. Or he stole stones and he chiseled them. Or he stole Tzemer V'Libnon, or he stole wool and he whitened it, or Pishtom and he coal, he stole flax and he cleaned it. Mashalim Kashas HaGzela. The halacha is that you pay Kashas HaGzela, which means you're kind of B'shinui, all you have to do is pay back the value. But you are koinet. So here, what do you have to make it into a keli? You already koinet mashas when I made it into wood that's ready to be used. I sanded the wood. Or I cleaned the tzemer. I made the tzemer white. On my abaya, you're right. The Tana of a Mishnah is talking about a case where he stole wood that was ready to be made into a keli. And he turned it into a keli. And that's only a shinu d'rabbanan. We'll say why in a second. V'choshken shinu d'raisa. Avadi agrees that a shinu d'raisa, the Mishnah agrees that if you did a shinu d'raisa, when you took raw wood and you smoothed it out, avadi, that would be enough of a shinu v'koinet. The chiddush of our Mishnah is that the Eitzim v'Asam Kelim umay niu be'Eitzim Meshufim. Eitzim v'Asam Kelim. What was the case of our Mishnah? That you stole Eitzim that already were smoothed out. And you made Eitzim v'Asam Kelim be'Eitzim Meshufim was smoothed out wood. My niu Nesarim was boards. You stole boards. The Shinu the Hodla B'Yasu. It's a Shinu that you can take right apart. You made it into a Keli. You put a few nails in. I take the nails out. The wood is back to the way it was. The Abayi Maslu, I can take it apart. Same thing with Semer. You stole tzemer that was ready to be sewn, and I sewed it into a suit. Tzemer v'asav gadim, but tzemer tovi, the shina d'har d'briyosu, I could take it back apart. The body sauce, like take it apart the begad. So that's the chiddush of our Mishnah, that's still called a shinui. Even though all you did was took pieces of ready-made wood, and you put it together into a chair, that's still called a shinui. Because really, I could just take it back apart, and it's the exact same wood that I stole. Still, it's called a shinui. The chalshik and shinui deraisa. And of course, the Tana agrees that if you do a shinui deraisa, avadi yakoina, which means if you smooth out a piece of wood. But Tana bara, that Tana that said, that gozal eitzam v'shifon, avon v'sisson, and samar v'libnon, or pishtav v'nikol, that braisa, shinui deraisa, k'tona shinui deraisa, he's only saying shinui deraisa, not the shinui derabanon. Because he's not saying Shina Darabonim. Pashas, he would hold the Shina Darabonim maybe, but that Mishnah is reckoning yois Shina Daraisa and not Shina Darabonim. That's what the Tarets of Abaya. That's Abaya's answering. They didn't say Shina Darabonim. So therefore, it says there's a case of Shiof, a Shifon, which is a Daraisa Dika Kenyan and not a Darabonim Dika Kenyan. So that's the first Tarets to answer. The Mishnah and the Braisa. Pashas is not a machalik. It's just our Mishnah saying the Rabbanans and the Mishnah and the Braisa is saying the Raisas. Ravashi Omar, different Tarets. Tani don't name Shinu the Raisa Tani. Our Tana also saying Shinu the Raisa. So the question was, so why do you have to make it at the Kalim? Just say that you smoothed it out. So Ravashi answers, you know, that's what it means really. Eitziv Austin Kalim means, you know what I did? I took a piece of wood and I smoothed it out, making it into a mortar. Also Kalim Lebuchani, to make it into the Hainu Shifon, that's smoothing it out. Tzemer v'asam v'gada means that I didn't actually sew a beged. I took the tzemer and I turned it into namte. I turned it into these levadim. It's like these quilts that I just like press it together. And that was I didn't sew it. So that is gufa the case that we are saying that it's mutaka like meshufim. So really, that's what it is. Our Mishnah is talking about the case of Shina Deraisa, and it's talking about the same thing as Shifon. It's exact same teretz, exact same thing like the Braisa saying as Shifon. That's what it means here also. When I make this into a mortar, I make that into a felt, that is the Gemara's teretz. The Hainu Shina Lehada, and that's a Shina Lehada. Those Shinas can't be put back together. Once you make something smooth into a mortar, you can't make it ice mortar. Now it's really smooth. It's a mortar. Same thing with felt. Once you stuck it together, it can't be turned into threads anymore. Once you stick it together, and therefore it's a Shina Lehada and it's a Shina Deraisa as well. So it comes out the Mishnah and the Braisa both talking about Shina Deraisa, not the one of Derabon and Degashinu. So the Maravaita, what we do see in the Braisa is that Libun is enough of a shinu, because it said in the braisa before, it said the gelsa itzav a shifon, avodim a sison, semer of libnon was libnon. He made it white, he made the wool white. That's enough of a shinu. Why do they have a kasha on that? They have a libnon me of a shinu. Verimino that's a kasha. It says by reisha gaze is you have a certain amount of animals. You have five animals that you're ready to cut off the wool. The law is you have to give a certain amount to the kohen. It's one of the matnas kuna. You give it to the kohen. Now if it belongs to the kohen, you owe kohen from the matnas kuna. But let's say you make a shinu in it, so then you stole from the kahanim, but there's no the stole from the kahanim, but there's no toivim because who's the one who has the tain on it, and you're kind of a shinu. So that's the halacha of reish ageis. V'raminu lo hisvig litnu law. You didn't get a chance to give it to the kohen atzer tzavoy until you dyed the wool potter. You potter livnoi, but if you made it white, you didn't dye. You made it white. Loit tzavoy chayiv. The loch is you still chayiv to give it to the kohen. So you see, it's not kohen of a shinui. So heck, was in the brayso before that's kohen of a shinui. Here, clear by Reish Hageiz, it says that it's not kohen of a shinui. On my bayla kasha harav shimon rabbanon. You're right. It's mechlekes shimon rabbanon. If libun, if making something white is called a shinui. The time of the brayso, gozoi v'tavoi. Let's say you cut the wool, tavoi, you spun va'argoi. And you wove the wool, all these different changes you did on these walls. We're talking about here a case where you had to have a tzira for five different animals. The luck is you only have a din of reish gei for five different animals. And here you want the mitzarif, you wanted to have a combination of the five animals of the chayiv. But here the guy did, after he cut one of the walls, he right away spun it or wove it. He's gozer toviv argoy. So emet starev, he can't combine it with the wool from the next behemah, and therefore you're not going to have a shear of five behemahs. But the brayta says libnoi, if you just whitened it, that's machlokes. So Shimon says emet starev, he can't combine it because it's called a shinui. V'chamayim rim emet starev, you could combine it because it's not called a shinui. So it comes out as machlokes rachamim and Rav Shimon, if Libnoi is a called a Shinui. So the first price it says Gozla Eitzim, and there it says Sem Libno, and that's going according to Rav Shimon. The second price of Mishnah, it says Lahispik Litnoi Lachitzavai, Libnoi Lachitzavai, is going according to the Rabbana. That's the Gemara's Teretz of Abaya, that one's Rav Shimon, one's Rabbana. Rav is a different Teretz. Rava says that Havo Rav Shimon, both the Brysa and the Mishnah that talks about the Loi Hispik Litzayvaya both talk on coin to Rav Shimon. One means the one Legabe Gezel and the one Legabe Resha Geza both go on coin to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds that Libnoi is called the Shinus. What's Pshat like Kasha? Depends how you do it. It depends how you whitened it. Hod the Naftina Futze. The case that says that's not a change is talking about you did it by hand. You cleaned it by hand. You moved the dirt by hand. The case, the Braisa by Gzela that says that Libun is called a Shinui is when he did it with a comb. So he did it with a comb, so then it's better, then it's more of a Shinui than Yekoina. And the case of the Reish Hageiz, the Braisa, the Mishnah of Reish Hageiz that says that you are not Koina, that's not enough of a Kenyan, that's not enough of Shinui because he did it by hand. So both going to Rav Shimon, going to Rabbanon, Libun is not a Shinui at all. But both the Braisa and the Braisa of Gzela and the Mishnah of Reish Hageiz can both go according to Rav Shimon holds that it is enough of a Shinui, but depends how you did it. If you did it by hand, that's not enough of a Shinui. If you did it with comb, then it is enough of a change, enough of a Shinui. So Mars is another Teretz, a third Teretz. Chiva of Namar, depends. Ha de Chavri Chavure, if you whiten it with water, then it's nothing. Ha de Chavri Chavuri, when you did it with sulfur, we did it with like bleach, then the halacha is that is enough to be that's already enough to be called a shinus. That's machlokes. They're both going according to Rav Shimon, but depends how you did it. That if you did it with the sulfur, so then it's worse, and then it's more of a shinus. Then the halacha is everyone will agree there's a shinus. Some say that you can say if you this that's going both for Rav Shimon and the Rabbanon. That here that the both will agree that washing is nothing. And that sulfur is everything. That's one way. That's where Tosfos really learns like that. That I could be going that kuliyama. Look at Tosfos had the chavri. Look at Tosfos to value a libra the kuliyama. They both could be a kuliyama. The chavri kavuru, which is water, for Rav Shimon have a shinun. The chavri kavuru, which is sulfurizing, and even for Rav Banan is a shinun. That's Tosfos mahalach in the story pshat of Rav Chia ba Oven. Zok the Gemara Vayita, we have a problem over here. Hash the Yesh Leimar Tzevah Rav Shimon Leva Shinui. We just said the fear of Shimon. He holds. He's a Mekel. He holds Libun whitening is called a Shinui. So of course he made it red to be called a Shinui, right? The problem is we have a Brice not like that. Hash the Yesh Leimar Tzevah Rav Shimon Leva Shinui. If we have a Brice that says fear of Shimon that Tzevah dying it is not a Shinui. Libun have a Shinui. You think we were Libun as a Shinui? The time went to the Brice. Says the Brice like this. Gozaz Rishon Rishon Tzavah. It's one of these five animals you have to have a Tziruf. What happened was that as you sheared the wool of each behemoth, you dyed it with Tzavah or Rishon Rishon Tzavah or one by one you spun it each wool or Rishon Rishon V'argoy or you wove it. Aim it star they can't combine them because there's a Shinui. Rav Shimon Ben Yehuda Mr. Rav Shimon I argue on one of them. I argue on dying. That is not called a shinui. So what do you see? Rav Shimon Yehuda says, "Shem Rav Shimon, that it's not called that dying is not called a shinui." So how can you say libun is called a shinui if dying is not called a shinui? So Mara says, "I'm a bayi like kasha. It's not shver. Hora abana the Rav Shimon. One of them is the rabbana coin Rav Shimon, and one of them is a Rabbi Shimon Yehuda Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon Yehuda Rav Shimon. It's a man the yama." That's one Teretz. Rav is another Teretz. Don't let Pligar of Rav Shimon Yehuda. They don't argue. And the difference is like this. V'shani tzeva, hoil v'yokal avir adei tzvoin. Since dyeing is different, since you can remove the dye with tzvoin, which is like a soap, a detergent, so therefore it's not enough of a shinu. V'chik tani hosn l'hispik litna ashe tzavi potter. So like this. Avada, libun is better because libun can't be changed. You made it white. It can't be changed that. But dyeing can be changed by washing it, by using soap, or take it off. I lemaisa, we have a brice of a mishnah before. It says lehispik litnei achetzavei pot. That sounds like it was a kuliyama. Chitani hasen lehispik litn leachet svoy potter, that if you didn't give it yet before you died, it's potter. It was mashma, it was a kuliyama, but kimnok divra akol. And we assume that was everyone, even Rav Shimon, that's Pekala Elon Le'ova. It's a special dye called Kala Elon, they call it indigo, which is not removable. And therefore, in such a case, there everyone will agree that's called a Shinun. So Akaponim, it's a little of a Chesbun sugya, but it's pretty simple. And basically what we're saying is that there's a shayla about shinui of libun. It's machlokes of Shimon and the Chacham if that's enough of a shinui. And even in Rav Shimon, there are cases will agree that it's not enough of a shinui. For example, if it's by hand, and then everyone will agree if it's just by water, it's not a shinui. And maybe if it's sulfurized, then we'll agree it is a shinui. That's all by libun. And svaoi, it depends. If it's type of dye that can't be removed, then it is a shinui. But if it's a dye that could be removed, it's not a shinui. So let's just start next Gemara. And the Gemara is bringing down five different Tanoim, a whole that Shinui is not Koina. The Gemara says that who are these five Shitas? Omar Abaya, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, Ubay Shammai, that's number two, Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, Rav Shimon Alozo, Rav Yishmael, these five Tanoim, Kulas Filu, Shinu, Mekoyim Oimed. That a Shinui does not change the situation, it doesn't leave the Rishus Bailim, Mekoyim Oimed. So these all five Shitas all Shinu like Koina. First Shita is Rav Shimon ben Yehuda. Rav Shimon Yehuda is the Hadar Amar. We just finished saying Rav Shimon Yehuda says that if you tzva'oi, if you colored it, it's not called a kinyan. It's not called a kinyan. You see, Shin is not kinda. So Frank Tyson, the obvious question. Rav Shimon Yehuda agreed in the same bright, they agreed that it was tzva'oi, if you spun it or you wove it, it would be called a shinui. He just held that tzva'oi is not a shinui because it comes off. That's the bumper cash. Tyson's bottom cash. Tyson's tema. Habitavai va argo moida. Vlay pigi albitzavim. Shun loy chashle shinu. Fish lenishtana gufatzamer. He was not called a shinu. So ever Tyson is shloimed. Lav dafka omru dover echod. Not that all the same. El kloim of shita acha same. They're the same type of shita. They all hold in a certain extent, to a certain extent, that shinu is not kinda. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda is when tzva'oi, when he dies the wool, and it can be removed, there he holds Shina is not kinda. But not all the same, because we'll see in a second, but Shami holds Takashina is never kinda. Zokta Gemara Vaita. So that's the first Tana. Who's the second Tana? Beishamai. We'll learn the first two Tanaim we'll just learn today. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda and Beishamai. Beishamai, he did Taimun Tanabraisa. We had this before in Perek Meruba. The Taimun Tanabraisa. Nosal Achita Besdana. A person was Mazan with an Isha and gave her for her services, gave her Chitim. The Loch is in Allah, use those Chitim for a carbon, like it says in the pasuk, "Savi estan zayno mechir kel veitz shem lekecha." L'chol neder ki toya veitz shem lekecha gam shneim. So halacha is they now that chitim now be used are in the base mikdash for mincha. But let's say he turned it into something. Nosla chitim beestana to her, he gave it to her beestana. V'asan silas, and she turned it into silas. She did a shinu in it. Zaysim, he gave her zaysim. V'asan shem, she made into shem. And all of us with yain, he gave her grapes, she made into wine. Tani chada asar, v'tani idach muta. One bryce says asar to use for carbon. One bryce says muta. Bam Rav Yisir, tani goring to mesbayrak. Beishamay oishim esil matirim. That if you make a shinui, this is b'chalikas two brises. Really, b'shamay and b'silah. It's b'chalikas b'sham and b'silah. B'shamay says us. I certainly still can't use it. Shinui does not change it. B'silah matirim. Shinui mekayim ma'ariv means shinui stays the same. Does not change it. B'silah holds muta to use for carbon. My time with b'shamay. Don't make a call. Pasuk says gam shneim l'rabbi shneim. Pasuk says gam is always a ribui. It's marbe even a shinui is also for a carbon. B'silah amam a call heim v'loy shneim. Says heim and not the shinuyim. Or Vesil Haksiv Haim. Who by the Haim Lora saying that their offspring, if it's an example of an animal that has an offspring there, it's not also on the Mizbech. Or Vesil Tad the Shaim, no, Haim Veloy Shinaim. First of all, Haim and not the Shinaim is not a problem. But Haim Lora is saying also only they are a problem, the Estam itself, and not the Vlo the Seim. Or Vesil Namik Siv Gam, what do you do with the Gam? Because Gam is Marv according to Beshame. Gam Vesil Kasha, Gam Vesil is Kasha. So the bottom line is, and we learned it before in Ruba, we learned it in Ezekiel from here as well, but you see from here that Bishami holds Shinu Mekoyim Ha'omer, Shinu does not change the situation, Mesil holds Shinu does change, so it's Mechalik Bishami Mesil. So again, we have a second Tana who holds that Shinu Mekoyim Ha'omer. The first Tana was of Shimon ben Yehuda, which we said was only the Gabi Tzva'oi, and we have here Bishami says that a Shinu is not Koina regarding Esan Zayna, we learn out Gzela from here.